All right. 1 Thessalonians. Says here, for ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail.
Yes, God.
For laboring night and day.
Amen.
Because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God.
Hallelujah.
All right. I've got another one here.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Given to the Lord glory and strength.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Given to the Lord the glory. Do his name. This is 5 and 12, 1 Thessalonians. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. Now this is something we must do. Know them that labor among you. Brother Paul said we labor, preaching the gospel.
Yes.
We read about the work of faith and the labor of love.
Lord.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
Know them that labor among you.
Hallelujah.
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 And are over you.
Hallelujah.
Well, for some, that's nobody.
Hallelujah.
That's out of order.
No.
There's nobody over me.
Glory.
Nobody tell me what to do.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
We're going to do what we want to do.
You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God.
That's not scriptural. It's not godly.
Bless your name. Hallelujah.
So as I was saying, you know, we've got disorder in the camp. And anybody that's been listening know that.
God bless you, Jesus.
So here's the instruction. The folk that are not here, don't talk to them. Don't let them talk to you.
Oh, bless you.
Hallelujah.
The man of God talked about influence. He said he was under the influence of A. Allen, Jack Cole. And influence is a vital element.
Hallelujah.
If they talk to you, they will not exhort you.
That's right.
To be under my influence.
Oh, God.
Because they have greatly withstood our words.
Yes, sir. Oh, God.
Huh? Now, I talk to you all. I don't try to move you away from Brother Starr's influence.
Oh, my
Lord. See what I mean? This is the right order.
Yes.
If these folk talk to you, they will try to move you away from my influence.
Yes.
That's why I say don't talk to them. If they got something to say that won't draw you away from my influence, they can come in here and say it. But that's not the way it is. They're drawing away disciples after themselves. So I'm telling you out front, don't talk to them. Don't let them talk to you. Because they will try to draw you aside. It's already been done. They've been doing it all the time. I don't try to go draw them aside.
Right.
They don't want to be here. I leave them alone.
Yes.
But they won't leave us alone.
Right.
Amen.
So don't talk to them. Don't let them talk to you. That'll be good order.
Amen. All right.
Because they think I'm not a good influence upon you. And if you believe that, you shouldn't be here.
Amen.
If they talk to you, that's what they'll tell you.
Yes.
Because they're not here.
My Lord.
They don't know them that labor among them.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God.
I say again, I don't try to move anybody away from Brother Starr's influence. That's what I'm charged with.
Jesus.
That's not what I do.
Amen.
That's wicked.
Amen.
I don't try to move anybody away from any godly influence.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Brother Paul's got a good conversation. Talk to him. Brother Harper got a good talk to him. I don't try to move you away from any godly influence.
Yes, indeed,
Lord. Glory God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, mind you, they will try.
Yes, indeed.
Glory.
Let me read a bit more. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man.
Amen.
Have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
Amen.
All right. So just stay away from them. This is good advice.
Amen.
Don't let them talk to you, because they'll say, this is what we're trying to do. What they're trying to do is evident. They went out from us because they were not of us. If they were of us, they no doubt would have remained with us. But they went out that it might be made manifest that they are not of us. We are here in the patient waiting. To wait together. To love one another and serve one another. As Christ loved us. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
2 Timothy.
Bless you, Lord.
Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words.
My Lord.
And the things that I speak, they say are not right. You got the Spirit.
Yes.
You let the Spirit bear witness.
That's right.
Huh? You judge by the Spirit whether I'm speaking to you right things or not. But they'll tell you I'm not. If I was, if they thought I was, they'd be in here listening. And if they talk to you, they'll say, Pastor Rice ain't doing it right. Huh? I'm taking nothing away from Brother Stair. Never did, never had. I went to lots of men. Lots of men came to me. I never moved them away from Brother Stair's influence. They came to grace. I said, listen to the man of God. I went up to Maine. I said, listen to the man of God. Went to the upper room. Listen to the man of God. Wherever I went, I've never tried to move anyone away from Brother Stair's influence. By working my own ministry. Never done. I'm not doing that now. We are the fruit of his labor. Brother Stair would not want to see us scattered. In confusion. Perplexed. Don't know what to do. Can't submit one to another. God don't want to see that.